You're listening to the oneofus.net podcast network.
Fist bump.
There we go. Yeah, you're not too cool for school. You did the fist bump.
God, the dialogue in this game, man.
It's totally Dead Rising, though. It is supposed to be goofy and over the top and melodramatic, and it works because that's what Dead Rising is inherently. It's a goofy, melodramatic zombie film, and we happen to be playing it.
It is very much B-movie cheese all the way through, and I think it's important that you buy into that very early on.
Yeah. This isn't like The Walking Dead. This isn't, you know,
there aren't deep philosophical thoughts of aren't humans the worst? Aren't we just killing each other?
The game does have a philosophical message though. It does get into that, which is weird about like humanity and like, I mean, that's like Dead Rising is about like consumption and the fact that, you know, it's kind of like that Romero-esque.
I think it's just in the tone in which it does it though. It's just kind of like, okay, yes, it's about consumption and, you know, maybe
excess.
Militaries and excess and stuff, but it's, you know, the entire time the cutscenes are filled with a narcissistic, egotistic journalist, in my case.
Photojournalist,
in my case, wearing an elf costume.
So you wore an elf costume.
By accident. We can kind of get into the problems of the game later, but like I picked up an outfit by accident.
I wore the Zero costume from Mega Man X. I unlocked that. That was very good.
Like very early on?
What I like about Dead Rising is that it's not so much about the story or, you know, how you progress through it. It's about finding all the wonderful collectibles and all the wonderful blueprints to create these horrible these super weapons that you're able to build. And to me, that's why I think Dead Rising 4 succeeds for the most part because this is what the game is about. It's about going to all these goofy locations. It's about finding the next upgrade. It's about upgrading your own character. It's about creating a new version of your laser sword or your baseball bat or your ice sword, which is the best weapon in the game, by the way. You can kill so many zombies that way. And I think that while I do think Dead Rising 4 makes some missteps, it's still consistently what I want from a Dead Rising game.
Yeah, I think it does what it needed to do. Mm-hmm. It knows that. What makes people buy Dead Rising is it fun to kill zombies? Mm-hmm. Do you provide them ample ways and ample opportunities to kill zombies in wacky, dumb, silly,
mm-hmm. gory ways? Yeah.
And sometimes not even necessarily kill. Can you throw a football at them and it knock them down and be kind of funny?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, can you do that? Yeah. Can you throw a sandwich at them? Probably, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But also, can you cut them in half and run them over and make them gush blood everywhere? Yeah,
set them on fire.
Beautiful, beautiful shower.
No, it is. And yeah, for those, you know, of course, yeah, this is, I guess, I hate to talk about the story because okay. So, of course, the developer is Capcom Vancouver, and they've developed the Dead Rising game since, I want to say, Dead Rising 3. And this kind of carries over to a certain extent a lot of those things from that game where, it's a little, I guess I want to say it's a little darker to a certain extent in terms of like its aesthetic and it's like its world and things mm-hmm. like that. Although it has a wonder, I mean, I guess the one thing that stands out
about
it's
got a muted look.
It's muted. Whereas like the first two were kind of,
color.
Yeah, a lot of color, like, you know, a giant casino, even though the mall does make a return to Rising 4, which is mm-hmm. always great.
But it's not as bright or well lit, I will say.
Yeah, I think it's an upgrade to, from Dead Rising 3, where it has a great Christmas aesthetic to it, where it takes place in winter. You return as Frank West, who is now much older and much more cranky, to Willamette, Colorado to cover the latest zombie outbreak. And yeah, you kind of go into this whole thing. Yeah, it's another cover up by the government. There's these mercenaries that are trying to build a zombie super weapon or whatever. Not super weapon, excuse me. Well, you find out what they usually do, but it eventually creates this whole new type of zombie plague and, a nefarious evil type zombie creature you must defeat. But, I guess, again, yeah, what works to me about the game is just going to all these different locations, finding new things, collectibles, upgrading yourself, while also having these really funny moments, yeah, of dressing up like a Mega Man character or taking selfies, which, by the way, I'm so happy
that
they brought back the camera and the fact that I can take selfies with a zombie head right next to me or grab someone like that. I mean, that's what makes the game such – I hate to say it's a distraction, but it's such a fun just – game where I can just get lost in like a few hours. I can listen to a podcast or something like that or some music and just enjoy myself.
Yeah, I think Dead Rising 4 came at a perfect time in our little review schedule because I think before this I had really played Final Fantasy 15, which I like the game, but it is a long time commitment and one I have to kind of pay attention to the story. Last Guardian, one of those art games where, you know, like,
frustrating.
It's got to be deep, and then it's super. I ended up being way more frustrated than I expected, and so to sit in front of Dead Rising 4, and it just like hit X, and you're gonna get a shower of blood. People are gonna die. It's gonna be funny, and like the fist bump thing, and Frank West is a chuckle fuck, and it's just I can zonk out and not really think. And sometimes, and I'll say this: I like The Big Bang Theory, the show The Big Bang Theory. Because it's a show in which I like don't have to think about anything, and I think things like that are very necessary. I've had conversations with my best friend's dad because he's a big fan of like The Big Bang Theory, and my friend, he's really into movies, RTF major, loves deep films,
you know,
Moonlight, love Moonlight, stuff like that. And we talk about movies with his dad, and he's like, "Well, have you seen that new Transformers movie?" And we're just it's a bad movie, like it's not. It's not saying anything.
It's a Transformer.
And his dad goes, "I go to the movies to escape. I don't want to think when I'm there." And I think, you know, there are places for games like A Dead Rising. I mean, there are places for games like A Dead Rising and a game like Inside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's. I think it's the only case in which separate but equal actually can actually be a thing.
Yeah.
This is in the video game space.
Yeah.
Where it's you look for different. You want different games for different reasons. And I very much needed a game like Dead Rising where it's just like hit the buttons, watch blood, and just like have a goofy beach B movie cheesy time.
Yeah, it absolutely is that. And I think one of the things that make it such a good time is Frank West himself, where I was very happy to see his return. He was probably my favorite thing about the original Dead Rising, though. I appreciated that game. I found it frustrating because of its certain gameplay, like mechanics, like the timer and things like that, and how you can only complete certain missions within a limited amount of time. And the fact that everything was an escort mission. What I like about Dead Rising 4 is that it addresses a lot of those things that I didn't like. I know a lot of people did like those in those first two games, but I didn't really particularly care.
That's what I was about to say. I thought that was interesting. I don't know. Maybe.
They made it more accessible, which a lot of people would be like, "Well, why do you make it like less difficult? Why do you make it easier?" I like that because I want to have an easy time with it. Like you just said, it's a piece of escapism.
Yeah, I think for
I don't want to feel concerned the entire time.
Yeah, Capcom, I think, made a very conscious decision of this is the kind of game we are, and this is what I think Dead Rising should be for.
Yeah,
and so they structured it in a way where it's like we're going to make it conducive for that kind of gameplay.
Absolutely.
And I think I did really like Dead Rising's first Dead Rising sort of gameplay structure. I did like that, but I'm also not someone like you who you really enjoy digging around the nooks and crannies of these huge games. And sometimes I'm just like, I just want to play. Mm-hmm. I think the fact that the game kind of pushed me to just like keep moving forward didn't bother me as much. Mm-hmm. But you're right. It's more digestible.
Yeah, it is. And of course, I think Frank West makes it even more so because he is like what all video game protagonists really are without like all the writing and stuff like that. Like they're all like, we're just in it for ourselves. We want to get the next collectible. He's like, he doesn't care about anybody but himself. And a lot of people have kind of criticized that, the fact that he's such an asshole, but that's why I think found him charming. He's like, he is such a narcissist, but he's also aware of it. And I just like the fact that he has like this really old corny sense of humor. I love the fist bump stuff. I love his little phrases and his references to stuff that people don't understand. I get those references because I watch all those movies. But even like the fact that he's a big fan of mini golf. And the voice actor who voices him, who I don't know off the top of my head, it's not the same guy that did
which
the
was original. A problem for me.
See, I thought he did a much better job.
He did. He does a really good job. And I think really something about it is too professional for me. Like, okay. I think I missed the, like, kind of bad Frank West voice acting.
You missed the stilted kind of, like, delivery and things
like
that?
It, yeah, something about that made it, it fit the mold of what I think Dead Rising is.
Yeah.
It's, no, rough, it's rough around the edges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess, and if I, now I do have some criticism about the game. One of the things I was disappointed by was the fact they removed psychos, which is, like, a big thing in the games where you would fight these human enemies who... You know, kind of acted as mini boss battles to a certain extent. They all had their wonderful cutscenes, and they were in like the first Dead Rising, all up to Dead Rising 3. Like Dead Rising 3, which is still my favorite Dead Rising. I think it had some of the best mini boss battles ever. Like some of those characters are ridiculous. In Dead Rising 4, they replaced them with maniacs,
which are very weak.
Not very difficult whatsoever. Like those are in the past three games, always like, yeah, I might die.
Yeah.
Here it's just like, and that you get no cutscene that introduces them, maybe some dialogue that you get over like, oh, that guy's over in the barn. He's crazy. He has a pumpkin for a head. Be careful. It's like, okay.
Oh, did you run into that one too?
Yeah, I did. I ran into like a lot of them, I think. I think most of them. But it didn't have the same...
Gravitas.
Yeah, gravitas to it, and just like the goofiness that I wanted in that case. Like there's plenty of goofiness throughout the game, but I'm like, I felt that was an odd omission.
I think it was odd that... they were in there at all in mm-hmm. this format at least.
Yeah.
It because I never knew what their names were. I never knew did they have motives. I think that was the cool thing. That was the cool thing about some of the psychopaths, at least in Dead Rising 1 that I can remember. Whereas like they kind of staked their own claim in this mall.
They had their own territory,
and they were doing something. Like they had there was a butcher, wasn't there?
Yeah.
In the first game, a psychopathic clown. That,
the clown with the chainsaws.
Juggled chainsaws. Yeah, yeah, they felt like weirdo characters, whereas in this, it I don't know that they're characters. They're just people with a mask on.
Evil Santa Claus. Okay. Evil pumpkin head man. Okay. It's just like, yeah, I think like
one was a football player or football,
a football mascot.
Football mascot.
Yeah. With a giant,
they're just people that are wearing masks.
Yeah, pretty much. And just, yeah, they had no personalities where the other ones, yeah, they're not characters, but they had personalities that you remember them. These guys, I'm like, I'm struggling to remember some of them. One was a soldier who had a giant acid hammer. That's really it. I can't really think of the others, but yeah, that was probably my biggest disappointment with the game. And I guess my other criticism would be that, yeah, the story's nonsense. Who fucking cares? It actually references a lot of the first game, which I don't remember any of these characters that you're talking about. Like Dr. Barnaby, who was the creator of the first of the original Dead Rising virus. It's just like, oh yeah, that guy.
Were we supposed to remember that?
I don't really remember him at all. I guess they brought back the voice actor or whatever.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, he has some dialogue you get to hear. And yeah, I guess they try to have like a philosophical like thing in the game with like the zombies. Again, they're trying to referencing that consumerism and is humanity evil or bad, and it's like, I don't
really
fucking...
Yes, we are.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, we don't really care.
We'll consume everything until we die.
Yeah, and I think also, and we won't... No spoilers in this, but I think the game ends on a oddly dark note, which really kind of caught me off guard and kind of...
Hit me in the feel spot.
Yeah, well, yeah. It just made me go, wow, I did not expect that at all. And it's like, and it kind of killed my initiative to keep playing the game afterwards. Like, because I was gonna go back and I was like, oh, I'll beat the game, but then I can go find other things. I'm thinking, I don't really want to do that because, kind of, I don't know. It hit me in a weird way. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a very weird story choice
yeah.
to do. I don't know, because I'm dancing around it, but. Yeah. A lot of the game, like you said, and the story is kind of whatever.
Yeah.
That's
literally, who cares?
That's what I wrote. The story is very whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Zombies, genetics. They try and make a reason to give you superpowered zombies, which I think is a little like, sure.
It didn't feel necessary. I didn't really care. And anything, they felt annoying after a while. It's just like, oh, these guys again.
There's quite a few things in this game that just feel like... Sure, this is what we should do by now, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we can't do the same thing. Why don't we give them glowing eyes? Make some faster. But yeah, you're right. The ending and just like a good certain moment isn't lighthearted.
Yeah.
And it's very weird.
Which has always been, I mean, it's a creative choice, but it's always been consistent. Like, The ending has always been fun and goofy and it's like, wow, wasn't that just a crazy adventure?
Yeah, it's just a weird tonal shift.
Yeah.
And like you said, it can kind of leave someone on a sour note and maybe not want to dive right back in, which I think is what Dead Rising can kind of be conducive to.
Yeah.
The first Dead Rising did, that gameplay structure did an interesting thing because it was made like that, and then you'd want to go back and you'd want to have – it gives you another reason like to play the game again but completely differently. Yeah. So I think that's a benefit for that sort of thing. But there are other things about this game where I kind of feel like the graphics are just kind of phoned in. Does that make sense?
I mean,
like, they're very much like, this is 1080p. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not pushing the hardware to a certain extent. However, I will say the fact that so many character models are on screen is really impressive.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Like, even back in the original Xbox 360, when we said Dead Rising, like, this is incredible. All these zombies on screen here. That's like, wow, this is, I like it. It wasn't that like that kryptonite fog or anything like that.
Yeah, that's true.
I can see pretty far, like down the streets or whatever, or off in the distance, and there'd be zombies there. I was like, wow. And yeah, you could kill up to like 1,000 zombies in a crowd, especially one particular mission. It's like, this is awesome. And yeah, it speaks to that gory nonsense, murder fest that you enjoyed so much. And I did too, but
there's another kind of thing that, And these are such small nitpicks I have. I think it's because I was having such mindless fun that these little things would pop up and it would make me have to think for a second. Yeah. I think the investigations that are in the game are not very robust, and it's kind of a weird breakup that they happen so often, like at least once every like mission structure.
The investigations they acted more like collectibles, if anything.
Yeah,
like
I don't understand.
Did you even read any of them? I was like, I don't fucking care.
Like, I read the clues, but it's kind of like after a while, I just turned the camera on and looked around until the thing showed up and was like, okay, take a picture of it and move on. Whereas I think you're right. It could have been worked more as a sense of like, collect these things by taking a picture of them and like kind of use this book of clues to think about where could it be instead of make it a key element of like your story mode.
I mean, yeah, my whole thing. Yeah. I mean, I just thought of those things as upgrade. This is just to upgrade me. This is another 500 PP points. I love it as PP too. It's like, why the fuck is this PP?
Player point.
That's what it is. But it's like, that's all it served. Like I'll be honest. I didn't read any of the clues or anything. I just like, that's what I need. Picked up. Okay. I can continue. I got my PP points. What I am disappointed about is that I wish, and I don't know if this is, they've always had in the games, but I would have liked to have seen some like robust side quests. Not like a lot, you know, but like, a dozen side quests where it's totally has nothing to do with the story, but it's super goofy. And those could have been the psychopaths.
And I think they stripped a lot. They stripped this game down to the bare bones. I think it did. They kind of, I feel like this game kind of just squeaked out. Was it a full 60?
Yeah, it was full 60. Mm. It's on sale right now. That's the thing. But,
it feels very much like
feels like an entry point for new people. For someone who doesn't want to deal with some of the gameplay mechanics that were introduced in the original ones, like, we're going to just give you I don't know. I'd say if it's bare bones, because there's stuff about it which I think it does a lot better than the other games. But yeah, there are certain things that are missing that maybe there should have been there.
I don't like that you can't drive every car. That bothers me. I'll say that right now. Okay. That was the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Whereas like, oh, this is a big world. I have to get across the map. Yeah. Let me run to this car. Why can't I drive this one? No reason. Okay. Well, I'll just go to, I can't drive that one either. Okay.
That is frustrating. Yeah.
It just didn't make any sense. I didn't quite understand.
In terms of open world games that we have now today, where if all the cars in the open world games are drivable, but this one, it's just select few.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you're right.
That was I think that was actually the most frustrating thing about the game.
Yeah.
No, I agree. But anything else? I enjoyed it. It's very stripped. It feels bare to me.
I don't know if it
to the point. It's very to the point.
It's to the point, and I think it just – it knows exactly what it is and what it wants to give you. It's not something where it's like – not like Dead Rising 1 where it felt – it kind of – to me, it just felt like – I guess I had to say it, but it is a distraction game.
That's exactly what I was thinking. It's like it's a B-level distraction
game. It is. It's kind of – it feels like a slight bigger budget mid-tier game. To a certain extent.
Yeah, that's why I was like, it's $60?
Yeah. I guess that's the thing. I paid $30 for it. Actually, I paid $5 for it because I got a good deal. but yeah, I mean, just thing is, I still enjoyed my time with it. I love the collectible aspects of it in terms of like finding new weapons and blueprints and creating these weapons.
I like leveling up.
That's leveling up and you know increasing your melee proficiency shooting and all that jazz. I really like Frank West. I'm glad that he's a narcissistic asshole because I like to play as that kind of character. But yeah, there are certain things that have been stripped out of it. The fact that there's not kind of those side quests that I want of the psychos. That not every vehicle is drivable is very weird. And maybe not graphically great, but there are some things that I do appreciate in terms of like the massive character models on screen. But yeah, for me, I think it's definitely kind of a mid-tier game. Like, you don't have to rush out and buy this, but if it's on sale someday, I think you would anyone would enjoy it. So I'd probably give it 8 out of 10 mutilated zombie heads.
Yeah, I really have to agree with Chris here. It's the epitome of a distraction game, something meant to be in between your bigger budget titles. So sure. I think now would be a pretty good time now between the next couple months, maybe mid-February, to really get down on this, because I don't really see much on the release schedule in terms of big games that need to be played per se.
Yeah, once you're done with Resident Evil, then.
Yeah, it's kind of waiting until the Switch or Mass Effect. Or what?
Or not. Or not. For the Switch, excuse me. Yeah, not for Mass Effect, play that.
Or Zelda Breath of the Wild, if you still got a Wii U. No, but it feels very much just like a transitional game, which kind of played for us, too. We were just transitioning. Like, this is a fun little title while we wait to play Final Fantasy and stuff. But yeah, it has a little... I ran into a few bugs here and there where... Like, he would fall down, and I guess there's too much on the screen, and he just couldn't get up.
Really?
Yeah.
I never encountered that.
One time, the game just, like, I was running, and goes, and then closed. And I was like, what? Huh. I don't know. It didn't piss me off or anything. It happened twice. And I was like, what? It did happen in the final boss battle, though.
Oh.
After I got to, like, stage two, and then he wouldn't get back up, and I was like... whatever.
Interesting. Yeah, it didn't happen to me.
But it's a fairly short game.
Depending how you play.
I just like kind of go right through it. I don't run around too much. But yeah, epitome of distraction, but that doesn't mean it doesn't have its place. Does not mean it's not fun, because it's a hell of a lot of fun. But 7 out of 10. If you can find it on sale, definitely grab it. If not, feel free to wait. I mean, do you?
Yeah.
Let's go kill some zombies.
Yeah.
The president in the neck?